The Giants are headed to the nation's capital for a matchup with a division rival. Welcome to Crossfire, presented by Prime Point. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by Howard Cross, Carl Banks. Fellas, let's break it down. With Washington struggling with run and pass defense in recent weeks, what should the Giants do to get a win Thursday night?
I'll let you start this one, Carl.
I think they do what they've done best. It is control the line of scrimmage, run the football, and take your shots in the pass game once you've got some rhythm.
I think, you know, Eli's had a lot of success down there. I hope he can throw the ball, but with the offensive line being banged up, I have no idea who's going to be starting, what, you know, configuration they're going to be in. Running the ball would be great, but you have to air it out sometime.
Well, they will stack the box, but I think the Giants will have to find a way to make the pass game work after the run game is a threat.
Well, after all that trickery last week, we don't know what they're going to do. I think you can do a little bit of everything. As long as we don't have Vereen throwing the ball, something should work positive.
All right, Howard, as you mentioned, Eli has had success at FedEx Field in his career, but with DJ Fluker and Justin Pugh out, going behind a depleted offensive line, we'll see how the Giants get it done Thursday night in Washington.